In the next Friday edition, we hear Rain Marshall talking about the Northern California Indian Development Council Tri-County Independent Living Program. I am talking with Rain Marshall, who is working with the Northern California Indian Development Council and the American Civil Liberties Union. They have an offer to loan out during this pandemic session or pandemic situation that we're in, distance learning, opportunities for young people to receive a loan of Chromebooks or other tablets. Rain could better explain this than I.
Okay. Thank you, Joe. Thank you for inviting me, and thank you, listeners, for tuning in. I first want to say a shout-out to the Ethel Ruth Davis family. I actually used to live in Hoopa in the 70s and 80s, and I was really close with that family. They helped out my family quite a bit. And another shout-out quickly to the Colgrove family, Carpenter, Jones, Risling, Hunt, Ferris, and Lara. A lot of those people I'm still connected with today. So thanks again for having me here. So this position was created with a collaboration between NCIDC, Northern California Indian Development Council, and the ACLU of Northern California. And before I talk about the laptops that you asked me about, I wanted to talk a little bit about how this relationship came about. And you really have to think about the boarding school era with the violence and the sense of shame inflicted upon Indigenous people in this area about their cultural identity. And today we see those problems manifest with low self-esteem and loss of identity and racial hostility in the school system. It's just left over. It's remnant of that era. And so the ACLU got involved with some of the tribes here on the local North Coast in 2013 with three schools that were involved that had reported racial discrimination against the Native American students and other black and brown students. And it resulted in a U.S. Department of Education Office of Civil Rights formal complaint for racial discrimination and overly harsh discipline and disparate discipline against black and brown students in those schools. So that's sort of what gave rise to this relationship and the need, because it identified this need. There needs to be some additional support. And I'd like to say it's out front that lawsuits aren't always the best solution, but when you ask for something and you get pushback because of systemic and institutional racism, you have to have someone come to your aid, and that's what's great about the ACLU, because they have a 100-year history as a nonprofit legal organization defending so many rights for people in the United States, making so much historical change. So it's a great union of those two organizations, and we're really lucky that ACLU is backing up the people here on the North Coast. So my job started in March, and the idea is to address some of these disparities in outcomes for Native American students, and also to mobilize, train, and support the tribal communities here, the families, the students, to build their capacity to be able to be their own advocates for civil rights in education, to fight racial discrimination in the school systems in Humboldt and Del Norte counties. The advocacy is going to be delivered in terms of Know Your Rights workshops about, currently because of the pandemic, we've identified the digital divide, the need for access to technology, internet and devices, and the fact that some families just don't have that, or because of the black zones or the blackout zones in just the rural location of where people live, they don't have access. And that's not equal, that's not fair, and it's not free in a lot of cases when you have to pay for internet. And so those are inequitable violations of federal laws protecting people's rights to a free, appropriate public education. and also students that are in need of or have IEPs, individual education plans, or 504 plans through the IDEA, the Individuals with Disabilities in Education Act, and the Rehabilitation Act, and the Americans with Disabilities Act. So what we're hoping to do is to reach out to those families that need those additional supports that aren't receiving them due to the pandemic, and just help advocate for themselves to get those resources, whether it's a sample letter to the school district or other administrative processes to advocate for those hearings, possibly virtual meetings, things like that. So that's what I'm here to help with. And there is a program right now that does have free, well, loaner laptops, Chromebooks, and tablets for any student that is eligible with a learning disability or a physical disability. And that organization is the Tri-County Independent Living Center in Eureka. And I have their telephone number. I think you did a PSA, but I'll just say it here. It's Alicia Johnson, 707-445-8404. And I'm going to say her email. Alicia, it's A-L-A-I-S-H-A at tillynet.org. T-I-L-I-N-E-T.org. And they have a limited number, so go ahead and call, and you have to have an intake process, but should be available.
Well, that's really interesting. I could see the advantage of going to the ACLU to get this pushed through.
One thing I didn't mention was we're also working with school districts and school staff and administration to help provide resources for incorporating Native American curriculum. There is some legislation that passed last year that is through the Instructional Quality Commission of the California Department of Education. They have people, a panel of a committee working on developing that curriculum, and they're supposed to be seeking tribal input from all the tribes in California. So I'm going to my first meeting in August to see where they're at with that curriculum development and to reach out to your HOOPA tribal education department and other tribes to see if they can provide input, cultural knowledge bearers, having this kind of curriculum available. Because due to the social climate that we're in with the pandemic and with the civil unrest about fighting racism, now is the opportune moment to create these new school environments that embrace diversity and uplift the local Native American culture here. So I'm excited about that because I think that that's the silver lining in what we're experiencing here with the global pandemic, is to look at and embrace cultural, intellectual knowledge, tribal ecological knowledge, and all the opportunities for learning about your culture is education, and it should count. And I know parents right now are scrambling because their students aren't enthusiastic about the paper packets, and they may not be comfortable with a Zoom lesson. So the opportunity to learn from your elders and your community and go fishing and learn about basketry and regalia and those stories, that's valuable education that reinforces cultural identity. So that's, I think, the moment that we're in, is that we're able to finally have that kind of knowledge recognized as education and is important to the social, emotional, spiritual growth of our students. So I'm hoping that, I'm sure HOOPA Valley schools will be looking at some of those opportunities to give students credit for that, for credit what they have learned, you know, during this time.
I would imagine they would be doing that. There's different ways that different teachers could probably incorporate that learning, and the documentation of that learning could, you know, go beyond the write an essay, but maybe do an audio, maybe do a video, and get that type of data handed in. and get credit for that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's such a great opportunity. And I know that you have a new superintendent there for the KT Joint Unified School District, Jen Gluck. And she has two daughters. She's not Native herself, but her two daughters are Indigenous. And so I think she's really a nice addition to this, to create this environment that we're looking for to be more culturally embracive and supportive.
Yeah, I just spoke with her, I think, a couple of weeks ago, just to find out what's the plan opening the schools, and found out it's going to be distance learning. So she explained that very well.
Mm-hmm.
So I look forward to talking with her some more.
Yeah, she's a great person. So if there's any listeners out there that would like more information about the IEA program, Indigenous Education Advocacy Project, you can reach me at, I'm going to give my telephone, 707-498-6292. And my email is rain, R-A-I-N, at ncidc.org.
Okay, could you give us that information one more time? I'm just like you're
sure.
Repeating it.
707-498-6292. And my email is rain, R-A-I-N, at ncidc.org.
Well, Rain, it's very nice talking with you again. Yes, I remember those times when you were here. Yeah. I used to work with your mother.
Oh.
Yeah, we were in the manpower program.
Oh, okay. Well,
you're just in probably a Head Start at that time. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a while. Yes.
It has been. Yeah, EDR Shambo and Lance R. Shambo. Lance, the artist and forestry major, and my mom was a teacher. She was doing curriculum development also in HOPA.
Yeah, I was working with her before she went to the, as a teacher.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so great to be back and reconnect with the community. And I'm hoping that there's people listening that will be able to utilize our services. And specifically, if you still need a laptop, call Tri-County.
Okay, we will get this message out. And thank you very much for taking the time to explain all this to us.
Thank you so much. And I'd love to talk again about things as they develop with this new virtual online learning environment.
Oh, maybe you can get some of the people who are taking part in it to join you in an interview.
Yes.
Talk about their experiences and what they're offering.
Yes, that would be great.
Looking forward to that too. So thank you very much again, Rain.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, take care now.
Okay, bye.
Bye. I've been talking with Rain Marshall, working at the Northern California Indian Development Council, doing programs through the American Civil Liberties Union, and making offers to the community. You'll notice them on our website in our TSA section under Community. Thank you for listening.